the first half of the Bach. So the first half of the Bach was to show the tremendous Chiddush. Right? I mean, that was everything we said yesterday was based on this Chiddush. That simple reading of Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei is only saying that it's that instead of paying for when the wall is completed, you pay when the line is completed. But the Bach proves from the Gemara that there's another Chiddush in Kol Sava V'Sava. Maybe that's maybe the main Chiddush. That the chiyuv comes from the beginning of the row, not the end of the row. Okay. Now that's point number one.
Yeah, he doesn't say beginning. I think he says before it's completed.
Okay, so once you start, miyad shehiska b'shura, he says miyad. As soon as you start the row, it sounds like to me you just have to do a drop. You start the row, and then I can really ask you to pay me for the rest of the row. Right, which means that it's not reimbursement. That's what we were saying yesterday. It's that you're paying for the future. Once I start making the row, I say, hey, look, I'm up to this row. Hey, help me build it. Pay, right? So according to the Bach, the right here already, you see that the Gemara in Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei is being mechadesh, that it's not reimbursement. If you would have learned the Gemara Bipshuto before the Bach, Kol Sava V'Sava also means reimbursement. It's just instead of reimbursing me for the whole wall, reimburse me line by line. But that, the Bach says, doesn't fit into the Gemara, because then the Gemara would not have successfully answered its question. Why you nemen on the last row? So it's Mukhluk says the Bach, and he says this is what the Torah means, that Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei means that the chiyuv starts when you start the row. How that fits into the words of Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei, I don't really know, but that's what he's saying.
Rabbi Menebe in the Gemara, didn't the Gemara was mechadish just for Reish Lakish? The Gemara wasn't mechadish just to understand the Mishnah. The Gemara had a kash of pshita, okay. And the Gemara was answering. I don't know if the Gemara ever got it out of the answer of pshita, because if it's bizmani, then it's pshita. Okay. So it has to be teichzmani. So if the answer is that no, really it's Mani, then it never to ever answer Pshita.
That's the Chiddush. That was nothing to say. That is the Chiddush.
That you would have thought, you wouldn't have known that it's a Zmano. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is called Sava V'Sava Zimnei. So, and it's, that it's Zmano.
That's the
Chiddush of the Mishnah, yes.
It sounds like for Reish Lakish. It doesn't sound like the Mishnah itself. Only the Chiddush that for Reish Lakish, not.
Okay, but that's how we learn the Mishnah. Gemara is going to say later again, Kol Sava V'Sava. Okay, now let's continue the Bach. Now the Bach has a new kasha. You're supposed to be getting ready for a chasana. Right? Now we have a new kasha. The kasha is, I'm giving you off tomorrow for the chasana. Okay, see that?
Thank you.
Okay. We have the next kasha the Bach has is, since the Maisa, the Torah, was speaking about a case of when he sovea Akersman. So why did he need Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei? Let's say you don't have Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei. When the guy's saying he paid Tosman, but he has a migui, he could have said Akersman. So it's a migui, welcome Chazaka. So frack the back. So good. So it's in a boy did all Ipshita. The boy did all Ipshita, the Muksik wins. So he should win. Even without, and there's a case of the tour, you didn't need Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei, because you have a migui against the chazaka, and it's a boy do ifshita. And for the Bach, that the nafkamina, you need Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei, because as a boy do ifshita, you would only win on the money, but you wouldn't win on the kaiso. It's seemingly what he's saying, because there's a dion on the money, which you're muksik, but there's a dion on the kaisa, which the other person's muksik. So it's any boy though, if it's up. So each muksik wins. So the muksik, you get to keep your money, but he keeps your kaisa. So therefore, with the Torah said, it's called Sava V'Sava Zimnei. So now it's not Achersman, Talksman, it's Achersman. Practic Saisik Asha. So what does Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei do? It's still a safek, because even if it's Acher's man, there's no vadoyis that the guy paid Acher's man. guy, there's a machlekes. I say I paid, and he says you didn't pay. Where does Avaija get from his mano? It's not bad that everyone pays his mano. So it's still a suffix. And we should still say that you get to keep your money, but you can't use the kaiso. So there's no kol sava zim, they didn't do nothing for you. Because, you know, the Torah's, the Bach's kasha was, why did the Torah say kol sava zimne? Ever the Bach, because now without kol sava zimne, you're only winning me suffix. You win me suffix, you won't get to use the wall. After kol sava zimne, it's Acher's man. But so what? Even Acher's man only wins me suffix because of a much of every right, because we don't know if you paid or not. So it's a tremendous plea on the Bach pashas. What he's not making any sense. Kol sava zimne, it's still a suffix. Right? That was the Ksaisis kasha. So we said, though, that the plea is on the Ksais. Because the Bach says Beferish, what his answer is. He says Beferish, the next to the last line, the call Shara Vashura's Manu Ubavadai Paro. So the Bach says that call Sapa the Sapa Zimne makes that it's Vadai Paro. Aye, that the Ksais doesn't understand why it makes Vadai Paro. Okay, that's what the Ksais should have asked. But he shouldn't ask, I don't understand what kol sava sava does. The Bach explains clearly what it does. It makes it vaday paro. If it's vaday paro, you get the kaiso also, right? So the shayla there we had is, why does kol sava sava make it vaday paro? After all, Rashi clearly said in the Gemara's question, when the Gemara said pshita, that it's not vaday paro. When we're talking paying tokes man, achas man, it's only manani biyatcha. So we said yesterday, Gupa using the first half of the Bach, that since kol sava v'sava changes, whether it's reimbursement or a chiyuv before the fact, so if it's reimbursement, then it's not vaday paro, because mehechitei say that you vaday paid. But if it's a chiyah before the fact, so then there's an ad sadi that Rashi said that you wouldn't have built by yourself. You would have asked me for the money before you built. So guva, whether or not you say kol sava sava zimne, depending on that, whether or not there's it's a vadai. So the Bach is very good because he's using kol sava sava zimne. So it makes it a vadai. And what this also does for us is it answers the tremendous kasha that we had when I got one of the first days in the sugya, that there's a stira between Rashi and the Mishnah and Rashi and the Gemara. The Rashi and the Mishnah says that the reason why you're Neman is because we have an Ahokacha that he would have been, the Kim and the Chayvin of Isaiah, Mishnah, he's called, Yabinim Yishra, it's like Webbezin. And Rashi and the Gemara said, you're Neman, because I'm a Mosgav Evaraya. There's this Rashi and the Gemara before it calls Safa the Safa. At that point, it's reimbursement. If it's reimbursement, you don't have to swear of Rashi and the Mishnah, because there's no Umdana, because you couldn't make the guy pay till after you built. And then once you built, he refused to pay. What are you supposed to do? So therefore, Rashi and the Gemara's have a meaning that before kol sava v'sava, they had to say that it's only a suffix, but the maskana of kol sava v'sava makes it into a vaday, and Rashi and the Mishnah was going according to the maskana. Not so terrible. Rashi and the Mishnah is allowed to go according to the maskana.
Let's see, Adam Perea Tech's manai. Then we would say also that it's a chayv, or we would say that no, it's a vaday. Let's say
Rava. It was only a suffix, not Vadai.
So according to Bayev Rava, they don't have the first Rashi and Bezim and Alf, Hilbetchil, Sabinian, Taisus, Bezim and Alf.
They also, at the end of the day, will agree to call Safa the Safa Zimni.
They don't say that.
I don't know. The Gemara later uses it. I think they use it in, again, the sooner they use it in, they use it stand, the Gemara uses it. And Bezim and Alf. I don't think that's totally... I'm not sure.
What would be messed up if Shmuel's right? Maybe in Chanami Bai and Rava don't hold. Let's say they don't hold a shafa. What's the problem? And the Mishnah will be misafik.
Okay,
and in other
words, that means that Rashi and the Mishnah is only going in Reish Lakish and the Maskana. Okay,
that's Doichik and Rashi.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but again, so that's what we wanted to say basically yesterday.
What does that mean in the Mishnah with the words Chayav and Oisil, Chayav and Oisil of Noisai? If the Chayav comes to pay later, are those the right words? Mechayav and Oisil of Noisai?
Oh, it's once you start the row, it's Mechayav and Oisil of Noisai. Because you have a Chayav to build the row when this man of the row comes. But the man of the row comes only when the other person starts building. If Korban didn't start building, who says he's going to build now? I'm going to give him the money, and maybe he's going to run off with it. And he's going to, you know, he's going to hold on to it for 6 months, put it in the bank. So you need that the other person started. So then they say, look, now I need the money right now. I'm in the midst of building. So then the chiyuv, according to the Bach, the chiyuv to pay is not reimbursement. It's to help him build the wall. But the zman to pay is when he starts, because then you know the money's needed right now. If you pay before he starts, for all you know, he's not going to start for a week from now. So you're just going to give him the money up front, and he's going to put it under his pillow. He's not going to use it for a week. But when he starts building, that means that the zman is now.
I thought Rabbi Max was asking.
The Havamina was that it's somehow it's reimbursement.
There's
a chiyuv to build, but I don't know if that's a chiyuv to pay the money. In other words, he's mechuyev to build it, but the chiyuv mamon is that somehow, you know, there's to answer a kivegas kasha. I think they say something like this, that the chiyuv to pay, you have a chiyuv to build a wall, but that doesn't translate into a chiyuv mamonis. But the chiyuv mamonis is when the other guy, the hamina was, when the other guy builds it, and now you have to pay him for he built the wall for you. Because the chiyuv to build a wall is not necessarily a chesha mishpat, a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to build the wall. You could build the wall, and you know, you have the chiyuv to have a wall. But even also, there's a chiyuv on you and a chiyuv on the gabra, so to speak, to have a wall, build a wall. But that the other person can't tovea you money for that. The chiyuv to build a wall, I'll build it with my own hands. I don't know. But now, when does the chiyuv mamon has come, according to Gemara's Havamina, the chiyuv mamon has comes. After there were now you have your chiyuv, you didn't do it, you didn't fulfill your chiyuv. He built the wall, so he did his, your chiyuv for he did your chiyuv for you, and it cost him money to do your chiyuv. So you have to pay him back, reimburse him for what he did to help you to be yitzer your chiyuv. So the chiyuv mamon is the Gemara held that the chiyuv mamon is starts from the later. Now, it is funny. That's what Kivega says. He doesn't understand the Havamina, why the Gemara would think such a thing. But apparently, that's what the Gemara thought. They think that the Chiyuv Mominis only comes as a reimbursement. Enochinami, the Chiyuv Kaiso comes earlier. I think that's what they say to explain the Havamina.
How could that Havamina work with that, with everything we learned before on Lefikach? In other words, how do you have the two Gemara simultaneously? Because the whole Lefikach works only because of the Nansahadi in the beginning. How does the Gemara drop the entire Sugya before and have it have a meaning like that?
Okay, I don't know. That would be a good question. In other words, you're saying if the Gemara held that there's no chiyuv mamonis till the end. And the only reason why you're nemet to say you paid is because both of Evaraya, which is what Rashi says. So why, when the wall falls, do we assume that they both built it? I don't know. But I would assume, but I don't know. It's a good question. Sometimes more, I made that to you. But a good question. My guess would be that the Mishnah is not talking about that we saw one person built it. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Good question.
I don't understand the question. But if there's a fear,
we already know this. The we're saying that the Gemara and the Havamina and the Avhei held that even though there's a chiyuv on both of them to build, but you can't take me to court to force me to pay money until after it's built. And therefore, it's only called Toch Achazman in the Chesham Mishmet in the after the wall is built. So the story that a guy would not have built it by himself is not true, because maybe one guy wanted the wall. The second of the other party wasn't ready to pay because it's Toch's man. So he had no brera to build it himself and then try and collect reimbursement.
Right.
And then maybe the guy
isn't that the second Rashi on the Mishnah.
So there's no Anansadi that they both built it together. So what's
isn't that the second Rabbi? Isn't that the second Rashi on the Mishnah? That he was Michael him till the end.
Second Rashi on which Mishnah?
Our Mishnah, hey, I'm an Aleph. Rashi says reimbursement at the end, or three noble called the deal.
When in the Mishnah,
I'm taking shenosan. Care of it, and I'm making
it yeah, right. So, but then we said that Rashi is only going in the Maskana. Of Asli's called Safa Safa Zimne.
No, that's the next. That's the Rashi afterward.
Yeah. It's right, where they go together.
Where he talks, I'm going to take it to court. The first Rashi says, after he built it, he said, I'm going to take care of everything. You'll pay me at the end.
I don't know. They go together.
The fikach is. It never fell down. It fell down the first time.
Right. So Shmuel is asking, why do we have an Ansadi that they built it together? Maybe the first guy built it himself.
No, that's before it fell. That Ansadi is that originally they built it together.
Well, why originally is no different than after it falls? It's the same thing. If there's no chi of mominus, if the Gemara and the Havamina held, there's no chi of mominus.
After it falls.
Then what's the difference? After it falls, you're just back to square one.
Oh,
after it falls is the same as before it fell. Before it was built.
No, Daf Beis, they came in. They were starting the party difference? Now.
Just the opposite. After it falls, after you falls, now you're back to as if there was never a wall here.
Maybe not, but the guy did it already. The guy did something already.
That's you show me such a star, and then we'll hear it. Pash says the Gemara says the other way. Gemara says Nafal shiny. Gemara says Nafal makes more of a chiyuv, not less of a chiyuv. We don't find anywhere that Nafal reduces the chiyuv. No, and I never found such a svara, not to my knowledge. We only found that Nafal increases the chiyuv. So okay, I don't know. Anyway, we'll have to think about it. It's a good question. It's a good question. But okay, anyway, so that's how we wanted to answer explain the box. What we basically were saying in the back was the advantage, what we're saying in the back is that it simultaneously answers the back, and it also, and it really, the back seems to say it, because the back says, you know, that it's, he says, so he pretty much says beferish that once you say kol sava sava zimani, it becomes a vadai. And it also, what we're saying, answers the steer in the two Rashis, because Rashi, notwithstanding Shmuel's question, but the Maisa, Shmuel's question is really not on us. Shmuel's question is on Rashi Hayamid Beis. It's Ricky Vega's question. But the Rashi in the Gemara, when he says he's working with what he said at the beginning of Hayamid Beis, that this man is only after the wall's finished. So according to Rashi, that this man is after the wall's finished. So when you say you paid, even Acher's man, it's only a suffix. But because you can't say he wouldn't have built by himself, because he couldn't be Tovei Yudadim, because there's no Chiv until after the wall's finished. But Rashi in the Mishnah could be after Kol Safa is Safa. Once you say Kol Safa is Safa, the Bach explains that the Chiv starts earlier. The Chiv is to help me build. Once the Chiv is to help me build, so then there's an Umdan, you wouldn't have built by yourself. Therefore, it's a Vadai. So that answers the steer in Rashi. Right? Something it answers. Okay, that's okay. Is that okay? Are we all right?
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.
I'd like to go out to the Nachlas Dov. Nachlas Dov is I mean, when I first read it, but you know, the more I read it, it's like Pliya Tsuma for a few reasons. I don't know. There must be some big insight here in the Nachlas Dov. Because there's something missing to me. I'm missing. The Nachlas David asks a seemingly a simple kasha on the Bach. The Bach is mechadesh that the person who built the wall is muksik on the wall. So the Gemara on Amid Bey, on Vavam and Al. The Gemara as in a boy, of Amiga b'makom chazak amrina and lo amrina. So they wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah. So they quoted the say from the Mishnah. And they said, what's the case? If it's Tavol Acher's man, and he says, Parati Bismani, so then Fakir, he should be Nemin. So what's John the Mishnah says, you're not Nemin. Evelav. Is Damar Parati Mitoks Mani. So you have a Migui with a Chazaka. So it's a Raya, and the din is that you're not Nemet. So we have a Raya from the Mishnah, Migui Makam Chazaka, Lo Amrina. Because the case, they more want to make an Okimta that the Sefer, when it says that Yoser Midawid is Becheska Shalom Nosan, it means that he was Tovea him Acher's man. You could have said Parati Acher's man. Then you would have been Nemin. But instead, you said Parati Tov's man. So now you have a Chazak against you. But you have a Migui. So it's a Migui. Amigui, so how come you're not Nemin? Must be Migui against the Chazaka is not Nemin. That's the Gemara. So Frek the Nachlas David, according to the Bach, what's the Gemara's Raya? Maybe the reason why he's not Nemin is because it's a Migui Lahaitzi. Because you're not. You're the other person is Muksik on the Karka. Right. I think that's his Kasha.
It's always Acher's man. One second, what am I missing over there?
Mara makes an Okimta. That the builder is Tovea from him the money, the Acher's man. But he says he paid Tov's man. And it says in the Mishnah he's not Nemin. So Frank the Gemara, why aren't you Nemin? You have a Migui. You could have said you build the Acher's man, you pay the Acher's man. Must be Migui b'makom chazaka lo amrina. So Frank the Nachlas David. What's the raya? Maybe the reason why you're not Nemin is not because migoy b'makom chazaka lo amrinim, but because it's a migra haitzi.
No, it's becheska shelo nasan, also on the money. That means the guy has to pay up. So it's only lahotzi on the karka, not on the money. So maybe that's something's right.
Yeah,
Gemara's
That's one. There's like five
kashas
on the Nach.
Rashi, mishpaze goli lakol. That's why he's not Neman.
Wait. That's the Gemara's name. The Gemara doesn't know that yet. Gemara thought that you're not Neman because it's a migoy b'makom chazaka. And then the Gemara answers what you said. Me married the chayv le'rabban, but in the steps of the Gemara and Avav. Rashi already knew the maskana of that Avav. Okay.
That's Rashi's far. When Rashi says
that's the Gemara's tichoy and that Avav.
Okay, I don't know
the Rashi. That was that you're not Neman because Migay Makom Chazaka, now I'm reading.
I'm saying that's not Rashi's Lashon. I'm saying Rashi on the Mishnah is not exactly saying that.
Okay, fine. So Rabbi, the Nachman's David makes no sense whatsoever. He's asking Akasha, the Mishnah says you're not Neman. The Gemara says, why aren't you Neman? I have a Migay Makom Chazaka. He says, what are you talking about? The Nachman's David, but you're even if they're Migay Makom Chazaka, I'm reading, but it's a Migay Nahaitzi. So Rabbi says, yeah, you're right. But it's a migalaitzi on the wall. But it's not a migalaitzi on the bunny. And the Mishnah says that the cheska shalom nasan. Cheska shalom nasan means you have to pay the money, right? The Nabla is done. The back was mechadesh, but there's also a deal in the Gabi, the wall, but of course the main diyun is the gabi the money. When the Mishnah says becheskas shelo nasan, that's going on the money too. It's not just only going on the wall; it's going on the money.
Maybe you can't split it.
Well, why can't you split it?
Maybe if something is a migul haitzi, if we're going to say this, lemais is going to end up being a migul haitzi.
I never heard of such a yusite. That sounds like that sounds like some wild revolutionary stuff. Pashup shot migul haitzi lo aminin is migul is not strong enough to be maitzi because it's not a vaday raya, it's only a 75% raya. Ein ochim amam and achar right, migul is like a right, so it's strong. It's not strong enough to be maitzi. So if the shayla is nogeya to two things, one thing is lahaksik and one thing is lahaitzi. So the migul is strong enough lahaksik is not strong enough lahaitzi. So the Gemara has like a vow to Garaya.
Even though to further Shmuel's point, even though that's an impossibility in the Metzias, meaning in Metzias, if he paid, then he has the usage of the right.
Yeah, because it's that's why not? That's the rule.
Halacha doesn't pay attention to it.
Why not? That's Pagina and Nemanis. We do that all the time. I think so. There's if an Echad comes in and says that he says something which is nogeya simultaneously to Isser and to Maminus. He says, I saw Reuven pour milk into your chowent. So the gabi the chowent's Isser because ain't that on them and be suited, but Reuven doesn't have to pay because he's it's Mamin. Right, that we do that all the time. That Eidachon is enough of a raya for Isser, is not enough of a raya for Mammon. I think that's called Balgina Nemanis, and that's I think a very standard thing. It's not called Balgina Dibura. Balgina Dibura is already a shayla.
Can Rabbi explain the kasha on the Bach again? On the Nachmas David.
The Nachmas David is asking. The Gemara brought understood the Mishnah. I mean, the kasha is much stronger, but right now we're asking it in a simple way. The Gemara understood the Mishnah that the Mishnah says becheska shelo nasan. The Gemara thought the case is that it's Acher's man, and he says he paid Tov's man, and he has a migui. So, in fact, the Gemara, why is it becheska shelo nasan? You have a migui. Must be because Migra loses el chazaka. Frag the Nachlis David, according to the Bach, what's the Gemara's Raya? Maybe really Migui beats Chazaka. But the reason why it's Bechazka Shalom Nasan is because Migui Lahitzi, now I'm reading.
And what's Lahitzi over here is the usage of the wall?
The Kaiso.
Usage of the wall.
Usage of the wall.
Right.
So the Kasha Rafi's asking, so let's grant, but the Mishnah says Bechazka Shalom Nasan, which means that not only can't you use the Kaiso, but he can force you to pay money. How can he force me to pay money? The guy with the money is not a migul ha'itzi. The guy with the money is a migul ha'achzik. The shayla is simultaneously on the money and the kaiso. And the gabi the kaiso is a migul ha'itzi. The gabi the money is a migul ha'achzik. So the Mishnah says, that you're the Cheska Shinel Natan. So the Cheska Natan means on both. Right? That's what Rafi has. I would ask even stronger because there is no Migoy on the Kaiso. Obviously, we're only talking about the money because what's the Migoy? I could have said, the Migoy is, I could have said, Parati Bismano. According to the Bach, what would be the din if you would have said Parati Bismano? In the Sefer.
You know what I mean? Isn't that
where the Gemara asked Pshita?
Yeah, the Gemara asked Pshita, but what would be the din on the Kaiso?
It's not believed that that's the extra part, right?
Yeah. You wouldn't be believed because even though the Bach says, at least the way we're explaining it, that the Bach says it's Vahadai Paro, but the only way we made it Vahadai Paro is because of Rashi and the Mishnah, because Lo Yabona Mishalo,
on the bottom four.
Lo Yabona Mishalo, Tzayikla Bebezdin. But that doesn't apply, right, Meltzer is right, that doesn't apply to more than four, because when you built it, when the first guy built the more than four, there was for sure the second guy wasn't chayiv yet.
So how's that? So how's the Gemara answering Kol Shafa v'Shafa Zimnehu over there?
Okay, when it's Kol Shafa, when the second guy
only up to four,
when what? he is building his wall.
Where I don't know. That Gemara only said that in the ratio, no, not in the same.
That's in the ratio. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't think they sound the same. So the, in other words, on the Sefer, Rashi Svara, you can never use Rashi Svara on the Sefer.
So I was asking before, what is Toich Zmanai here?
One second, please. If you don't mind, well, you're getting two good questions today. So I got it. So one thing, Rashi Svara, that it gave a Vadai is only applicable in the Resha where the other person was Chayef to help you build. But there's no way it would have been a Vadai in the Sefer. So even if you would have said that I paid Lacher's man, according to the Bach, you would not have been Neman on the Kaiso. So the whole Migui, the Migui is only on the money. The Migui is not on the Kaiso. On the Kaiso. The whole this Nachlis David is asking a cash on the Bach that it's the Migui the Haitzi, because the Migui can't be made to the Kaiso. So we're asking, maybe we're talking about the money. It's much better than that. There was never a migui on the kaiso. The gabi the kaiso is not a migui to haisi. The gabi the kaiso, there's no migui. There's no migui on the whole Gemara is only talking about the money. It's just what Rafi asked, but stronger. Rafi asked, maybe the Gemara's rise from the money. It's more than that. It's not maybe the Gemara's rise from the money. It has to be from the money because there's no migui on the kaiso. According to the Bach, you're not that bad on the Kaiso. Even if it would have been If you said, you wouldn't be naming on the guy's cell because so you paid. He's muksik. You know, we don't know if he paid. You wouldn't get the kaiso. You don't say, you don't even have a migui on the kaiso. You don't need migui to hide, you know, I'm reading. There ain't no migui. So obviously the whole sugya is discussing the money. That's the only thing we're discussing on Vav Amud Beis. I mean, Aleph. Right? So the whole Nachas David is Pliya Atzuma.
Maybe the Nachas David would say back. I'm just saying maybe. The Nachas would say back is that this whole Gilui Das, we're saying that's Gilui Das the Nechale when he Semech the Kaisel. So the Teich Zmani says that he was, you know, he has already paid. He's saying, believe me, that the Teich Zmani, I didn't have to come on to Gilui Das because it's already in the wall. I was part of that wall. But my Semech doesn't mean anything. Otherwise, I could have just said I paid afterwards.
But what's the migui? The migui is, believe me, when I say parati toks man, because I could have said parati achas man. But even if you would have said parati achas man, why are you nemen? It's only a suffix. That's a suffix. So it's if you would have said parati achas man, it's only a suffix. So your charge is you win on the money because you're muksik, but you lose on the kaiso. So there's no migui that on the kaiso because the whole migui is, believe me, when I say I pay toks, man, because if I wanted to, I could have said I pay lachers, man. But even if you said you pay lachers, man, you wouldn't have been nemen on the kaiso. So obviously the whole Gemara on that vav is not discussing the kaiso. There's no migui on the kaiso. Mary was there with a migui, but makam chazak, I'm reading. There's no migui on the kaiso. The kaiso for sure you don't get because there's no migui, there's no nothing. You stop, you don't get the kaiso because you have no, because I'm going to make a vein of a raya. You don't get the kaiso. So it's what Rafi said that the Gemara's raya is from the money is mukhruch. It's not just maybe. Rabbi was asking, then what's the box kasha? Maybe the Gemara's raya was from the money, which sounded like a good kasha. But I'm asking that it's not just maybe the Gemara's raya from the money. The Gemara has to be raya from the money because the Gemara says there's a migui and there ain't no migui on the kaiso. And where the box comes, the Nachas of it says, you know why you're not naming on the kaiso? Because it's a migui to haitzi. Not a migui to haitzi on the kaiso. There ain't no migui on the kaiso.
And also, if he paid teich zman, then there's no greater gilui das that he should own that wall, that he wants that wall.
We don't know if he's telling the truth. We don't know if he paid. The other person says you didn't pay. Right? What it seems like is that the Nachas David doesn't agree with us. The Nachas David must have had a different understanding in the Bach, that there's a different reason why it's a Vadai. Not because, see, we're saying, I'm not sure if this would answer Rafi, but this would answer me. We're saying that the reason why it's a Vadai is because of Rashi and Hamadei. I'm an Aleph. And that would never apply to the Sefer of the Mishnah. That's what we're saying. But and therefore the whole Bach is the whole Nachas David is crazy. Not crazy. It's totally absurd because there's no migui on the kaiso. Don't tell me it's a migui lahitzi. There ain't no migui. But the Nachas David apparently understood the Bach that there's a different reason why it's a vadai if it's lachas man, not because of the svara that Rashi says on the him and out, and therefore he assumes that even in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's a Vadai. Oh, that's a case. So then he's right. So then, except for Rafi's Kasha, but then he's right that then there would be a Migui. If you would have said, Parati Hilachas Man, there's some kind of Vadai. The Bach says that when you say Parati Hilachas Man, there's a Vadai.
He says so that it's only
because Kol Shafa V'Shafa. What?
But he says it's only because once we introduce Kol Shafa V'Shafa, then there's a Vadai. That's his words.
No, then maybe the Achaz David will read the back. It means Kosovo Shav is just making that it's considered Achaz Man. And now that it's Achaz Man, it's a Vaday. So anytime you get Achaz Man, you get a Vaday. That's how he read the back. So then he has a Kasha. So in the safe, it's also a Vaday. So then you have a migui that if I could have said Achaz Man, and then it'll be a Vaday, and then I would have gotten the Kaiso. So the Gemara's Kasha was, and then, but the reason why you don't get it, because Amigdala, you know, I'm reading it, maybe. But that's, you know, that's assuming, you know, they're not, I think he must have learned the Bach different than us, right? In other words, there's what it seems to me, and I don't know, but not, is that there are three opinions here. The Ksai, Skupa bombs out the Bach. There is no Vaday. It's only a Suffolk. Were there in the Bach that there's a Vaday because of Rashi's Svara, and therefore there's only Shai to have a Vaday in the Resha, but not a Vaday in the Seifa. The Nachlis David must have had a third shot in the Bach that it's Vaday, but not because of Rashi's Svara. And therefore, you have a Vaday even in the Seifa. So then even in the Seifa, you have a, if you would have tied it Parati and Achaz Man, you would have gotten the wall because it's a Vaday. Even though you don't have Rashi Svara, somehow just say Parati Achaz Man makes a Vaday. And then you have a Migui, I could have said Parati and Achaz Man in the Seifa. Sometimes there are three Shitas. The says, I can't hear how in the world it gets a Vaday. We said it gets a Vaday based on Rashi Svara. And the Nachlis David must have understood the Bach that it gets a Vaday a different way. I still would have Rabbi Kasha, because even if that's the case, and there's a, it's still, who says the riots from the Kosa, maybe the riots from the money, right? That would still be fair. But at least we're talking about the Shayach that we're talking about the wall.
If the Mishpat was Goli Lakol, before we say that afterwards that it's not, if the opposite of that is that it would be, is that could that be Teres Vadoyas?
In the Sefer, you can use the Svara of Rashi, because Rashi says, Rashi as far as Loya Baina Mishalo and Ahoyasaikarab Bezin. And in the Sefer, the it only became, even if the Mishpat got it a call, it's only got it a call once the second person builds. When the first person built a Maida before, the second person wasn't Chayiv yet, because he was never Megadah Das and he's Nichale. So you couldn't have been Saikarab Bezin, because if you had gone to Bezin, you would have lost. Bezin said, you're building more than four. The other guy has no chiyuv to pay you more than four. Right. Only because 5 years later, he went ahead and he also built more than four.
Right. I agree. I'm just saying is that the opposite of what Rashi says, ain't a goy lakol, when Rashi does say in the Sefer, right? Mishpah says, love goy lakol, right? So the opposite, obviously, is not circle for Bezin because of Rebbe's Kasha just now, right? In other words, you have to have an opposite. The opposite is not the Resha. The opposite in the Sefer is if the Mishpat Zeh was Goli Lakol, whatever that would mean, right? There's some kind of opposite to that. That's not the ratio.
Rashi is explaining why you can be Maitzi Mamet from the Muksik. So you need a Vadoyas that he didn't pay. It should at least be a Suffolk. Maybe he paid.
So now, I'm saying,
Rashi's saying, since Mishpat Zeh ain't a Goli Lakol, there's a Vaday the guy didn't pay.
Oh, so if Mishpat Zeh was Goli Lakol, and it's in the same
then form, it would have been a Suffolk, maybe he paid.
I'm saying maybe that's a Teres Vadoy. I'm just saying because a person.
No, I don't hear.
No, I'm saying not from the Teveah, from the Nitzvah. Mishpat Zeh over there is working in the Nitzvah, not from the Teveah, right? We're not saying Teregel Bebezin. Over there has to be in the Nitzvah. When we say Mishpat Zeh Golo Kol, it's going on the Nitzvah, right? Not on the Teveah.
But there's no Vada that he paid. He knows he has to pay. Maybe he's a bum. The other guy says he didn't pay. There's an argument whether he paid or not. So there's no Raya he paid.
It's a hug.
All right, so then I just say this over again because I don't. We have really two kashas on the Nachas David. Rabbi asks, even if the Nachas David is right, that there's a migel ha'itzi on the wall, and you can't bring a raya from the kaisel because of migel ha'itzi, but maybe the Gemara's raya is from the money, because the gabi the money is not a migel ha'itzi. And pashas we do like the equivalency of pagina nebanis, the migel is strong enough to give you to let you keep the money, but it's not strong enough to might see the kaisel. So the Gemara's raya is, why did it say in the Mishnah Becheskes Shalom Nasan, and therefore he has to pay the money, the gabi the money, he should have a migui. The migui can't work on the kaiso. Okay, so what? But it works on the money. That was Rafi's question, which sounds like a very good question. And my question is that if we understand the Bach the way we understood it, that the only reason why the Bach said it becomes a vadai, that you get the kaiso, is because of Rashi. So in the Sefer, you don't have that. So obviously in the Sefer, we can't be talking about the wall, because even if you would have said the Akers man, you would have lost the wall. So there is no Migui on the wall, because the Migui is, believe me what I'm saying, because I could have said it was Akers man. Even if you said Akers man, you wouldn't have gotten the wall, because it's only a Suffolk. And we go bust in a Muxik. So it's Mineu Bey Mukhluk from the Gemara that we're not talking about the wall. We're only talking about the money, because the Gemara is discussing Migui, and there's no Migui on the wall. So it's Mukhluk from the Gemara that the whole Dian in the Gemara is on the money. So it's like Ravi's Kasha is, what's the Nachmas David's Kasha? Maybe the Gemara is bringing it right from the money and not from the Kaiso, which is good. And I'm saying that it's Mugluk in the Gemara that we're not discussing the Kaiso, because the Gabi the Kaiso, there's no Migui. There's only a Migui on the wall.
There's no Migui
on the money. What?
The reason I keep saying there's no Migui is because the Migui is built on an Ansadi, and an Ansadi is built on the fact that the builder would never build if he wasn't paid.
Right. The Migui is based on, I could have said, Parati the Hakas man. If I would have said Barat and Akhman, I would have won. But the reason why, what we were explaining, why if you would have said Barat and Akhman, would you win on the Kaiso? You'd only win on the money, but you don't win on the Kaiso. The Bach said that when you say Barat and Akhman, you win on the Kaiso. So that was in the Reisha, because in the Reisha, you have Rashi Svara. They wouldn't have built by himself. But in the Sefer, you don't have Rashi Svara. So therefore, even if you would have said Barati Lachesman, you wouldn't have gotten the Kaiso. So there's obviously no Migui on the Kaiso. So the whole Gemara has to be talking about the money, not the Kaiso. Because the Gemara is discussing Migui, Maga Chazaka, and there's no Migui on the Kaiso. Because you stop camp, you can never win the Kaiso, according to the way we understand the Bach.
Yeah. Is there any modification available of Rashi Svara that even though it's not that I wouldn't build on my own, the fact that the Toivea waits a certain amount of time and is not Toivea earlier is Megala that he, why won't you Toivea earlier?
Who said he wasn't Toivea earlier? I mean, it doesn't say when he was Toivea.
The Gemara says Tovoi La'achar Zmana. Is there such a thing as being Toivea Toivea Zmana, or there's no such thing?
I don't know. Can't be Tovea. Once the money's due, it's Akhar's man. Tovea talks man, you have no right to be Tovea talks man. The guy's not obligated. Tovea, and once the guy's obligated, that's called Tovea Akhar's man.
Rabbi, just one thing. He brought his second kosol there. Does he have to take it down? He can say he's Hachzik in his wall that he was Seimech. He wants to use this wall that he brought there. He wants to say he's Hachzik.
Rashi on the Mishnah said he didn't put the second, he didn't do it yet.
He didn't put the tikra. He put the schach, he put the wall there. Now we're saying is, right, Aval Bishon is the tikra. He's already mechayiv at that point. He's saying is, I'm
mechayiv
here.
The
tikra is the roof on top of the schach. I'm just saying is that he's saying is, I'm mechayiv. I have to, my wall's here. Very nice. Believe me, that I paid already.
I did not read it that way, Rashi. I read Rashi that he didn't even put the schach or the tikra.
Rashi says he put the schach.
No, then... I didn't see it. Rashi says he put the schach. Yeah. I didn't read it that way. I'm sorry. Rashi says, Summer Kosu Shani, Aka Kenega Kosu Zet. Today the sachek benosei of tikra, because he goes Abi Shlosh and Abai Dain tikra. The sachek and the tikra, I think, are the same thing. Otherwise, where does Rashi get to make such a crazy ukimta that he put the sachek, he didn't put the tikra, mi manasha? Well, he did. Where does he get?
Because he needs a giloy das to show that he's happy with it.
No, the giloy das.
Otherwise, a wall is a wall. It's not nothing.
Giloy das is samech lo kol se'achah. That's what he's reading the Mishnah. Samech lo kol se'achah. Just the fact that you built a wall is a giloy das, but you didn't put anything. I'm check the Mishnayos. I don't know. That's how I read. Okay, so
he wants a right to use his tikra, right?
He would like to, but he didn't. But he didn't do. He didn't do it. He didn't put the tikra there. He didn't put anything there yet.
Let's say he put the ticker. Would he be Nemon?
Then maybe they would have to take it down. Okay.
Why? Because he's Machzik. Because he's Machzik.
No, because
he's Nemon Achaz man. It's a Migu. So the Migu says he's Nemon to keep it there, right?
No. You can't be Muxik. That's Tvisa, the Takfa Kohen, Matsim Osam Yadav. The person who built the wall is Muxik and the wall. Now you put a ticker there, so take it down. What is it? You put a ticker on my wall, so get rid of it.
I paid for the wall. That's why.
I say you did pay.
I have a migo that says I did.
What's a migo?
Because I said achazman. I said I paid for the wall.
But you're not them and the gabi the kaiso. See, why would you? You can only have a migo if you would have been believed. But there's no reason why you would have been believed. There's nothing that you could say that would make you believe. So there's no migo. Migo is if I could have said this and this, then I would have been believed. The gabi the kaiso, you wouldn't have been believed. Because there's no, you're the other guy's a muksik, and it's only a suffix, because it's your word against my word. So the muksik and the wall, so wins.
I don't mind his wall. Let him keep the wall. I just want to use my wall.
So that's also being mighty, using your stuff on his wall, that you have no right to do that. That's what the back says. The back says you can't use his wall. The back says you're not allowed to use it.
We just say that he's nender from it. It's not a problem of using his wall. That's not a problem.
That you're not allowed to use. I don't think
it doesn't say it. I'm saying no. The Rebbe says
so. Okay. So that's not going to help us anyway. So then
it's a migu to hachzik. That's all I'm saying. Keep the status quo that I'm allowed to use my stuff.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Ramaisa, so I do not understand this Nachas Davin. It's like Pliat Suma to me. First of all, because Rafi's cashing went out, is this a good question? Like, what is it? Where's this question? It's still arrived from the money. And the whole thing that there's a migui on the Kaisel sounds. So I don't know. I don't know what the Nachas Davin was saying, you know. Apparently, that the Nachas David apparently had a different pshat in the Bach. He thought that for some reason, even when you say Parati Lahakas Man, and even the Sefer, it's a Vada, you're Nemet. I don't know why in the world that should be. And maybe it doesn't hold the Palkin and Amonis. I don't know why not. I don't know. I don't understand the Nachas David. If someone could explain it to me, I'd be appreciated. I know, Shmuel said you explained it already, but okay.
Just starting.
You have to make Shavuot Brachas Taira. You have to make a speech at the
I'd know, rather have Shir.
Shabbos.
I'm from the boys' side. I'm not supposed to be doing anything anymore.
They're not going to ask you to speak. No. Okay.
That is so good.
Okay, you know what the question was? You pay for the chasana money or not? And you have the parantok's mano. Okay.
Mazel tov, Reb Shmuel. Mazel tov.
Anyway, yes, very nice. Mazel tov. You have a lot of nachas. Okay, anyway, I'm going to stop. We're stopping. So I'm stuck. So tomorrow I'm not giving, we're not having shir. I'm sorry. And until then, we won't have till next week. I assume we're going to go weiter. I would like to go, you know, I would like to move on to the sugya Migi B'makam Chazaka, which is the next piece of the Gemara. It's a very, very interesting Gemara. I think we're going to stop this sugya. We know which we're stuck as much as I got. We answered a little bit. We answered the Bach, and we answered the Steer and Rashi. We didn't answer the other kashas. Okay, I don't know.